Blog Talk Radio.
Bang.
Bang.
The following is intended only for mature audiences.
Audiences only, like the warning.
Oh,
Unscripted Radio is not responsible for the words used by Katrina Johnson.
Let's just say this. It's been a very tough year. We're obviously trying to make some huge changes in our life. We're trying to take this radio show above and beyond. You guys know this. We talk about it all the time. And it becomes a, you know, there's always a time when you have people who work together. Some people go right and some people go left. We went right and he went left. And
we went right, he went wrong.
Right. And Jeffrey, you can definitely make us 3 months
things
ago.
Things started to break down a long time ago, in truth. You know, I'm not sure that any of us have been really pleased. There's been constant bickering and and just craziness behind the scenes that you guys haven't known about. I think we've all tried to keep it under wraps. And at the wedding, what we didn't tell you, Mike was supposed to be my best man. He was supposed to plan a stag party, and he didn't. And then at the wedding, he was only at the reception for 20 minutes. He got drunk, and he started screaming at the reception that this is abomination to the Catholic Church. This is against God's plan. His step-parents had to remove him from the wedding.
Now, for those of you who don't know, let me just interrupt for 1 second. Jeffrey got married to Joe. It was a gay wedding. So can you imagine? Keep going.
And can we also mention that Mike J is gay and that he called a man over to the house, a stranger, from the Internet just the night before? So he's not one to call anyone anything because he is guiltier than any of us all. Okay, continue. Jeffrey, sorry for the interruption.
So at that point, after the wedding, he got back to his house and he sent us all a barrage of drunken text messages, some to Karen saying that our friendship was over, that he was quitting the show. It was just kind of all craziness. He didn't want to do the show anymore. And at that point, I think Karen and Kat were both ready to let him walk. And I convinced them to keep him, which if I would have known what was going to happen, things probably would not have transpired that way.
Right.
So over the weekend, things got a little tough again.
Right.
And I was texting Mike on Saturday, and he just said that he wasn't happy. He didn't want to do the show anymore.
Well, hold on. We missed a lot of stuff. Let me interject at this point. So over the course of the month, you know, after the crazy debacle at the wedding, I mean, that was obviously Jeffrey's been friends with Michael since they were in kindergarten, elementary.
Yeah.
I mean, forever.
Well,
so to have your best friend who is gay stand up in the middle of your reception and scream that it's an abomination and is so drunk that his own parents have to drag him out. And then follow it up with hours and hours of drunk text messages and really bad insults. Horrible things were said about his own best friend. And obviously, once he woke up from his drunken stupor, he acted as if nothing ever happened. And it was no big deal. I don't know anyone in this world who would like their wedding reception ruined by their own best friend because of jealousy. So as time goes by, we're planning, we're planning the shoot. Obviously, we've got 1 month, and we've got to plan this shoot. Mike decides he doesn't want anything to do with the show. He's upset because he feels as if he no longer has control of the radio show because we've kind of, like, you know, power did kind of shift, but it kind of shifted because we're shooting a reality show. So things are, it's a different thing. It's a different day. And that's kind of where mine and Katrina's expertise comes in. So anyone else, I think, if you have someone who has 20 years experience in television and film, you would probably want to have their advice, or you'd probably want to know what they think, or you'd probably want to let them kind of lead the charge since we're shooting something that you've never done. He wasn't very happy about that. So he decides that he doesn't want to be on the show all the time, that he's only going to host a couple days a week. He says that the show is interfering in his own personal life and his own personal job is
his important job at Geico.
Right. That, you know, we put his job in risk. Now, I'm all for, you know, if you can't juggle things in your life, fine. But I'm never the type of person who will blame others for things that go wrong in my life. I always look at my life and go, okay, what are you doing wrong, and why is your life spinning out of control? I'm not going to blame the next person because my life is spinning out of control. I'm going to take responsibility for my own life. Even if I'm in a situation where someone else might be causing my life to spin out of control, then I make the necessary steps and adjustments so that I can get control of my life and I can be completely responsible for my own life.
Because you're responsible.
Right. So that didn't happen. And so, of course, when Mike would show up and tape a show with us, there were complaints, there were criticisms, there were, you know,
it was sabotage.
Yeah, he wouldn't talk. There was a time when we had a pre-tape and we were all out of town. It was around the time of the wedding. All he had to do was play. He just had to push the play button so you guys had an episode. He decided not to. And then really didn't tell any of us until it was too late. So now the show is being affected. I mean, there's no other way of putting it, but I looked at it as you're sabotaging the integrity of what we've built. And I'm telling you guys, every single month our numbers grow. We had the episode recently with Michael Fishman where he was talking about the Roseanne roast. We've had over 9,000 people listen to it in archive listens. That's unheard of for us.
Today
we have
alone.
Over almost 40,000 people who've tuned into Unscripted Radio. So we're kind of at a point where we have to step up our game. We really can't have someone who's going to bring us down. But still, Jeffrey was kind enough to have his back because they've been friends forever. He was kind enough to forgive him. And he told us, let's just stick it out. This has always been our dream. He's always wanted to do a television show. This is both our big chance. And so we did. So this led us up to this weekend where on Friday, you know, it's one thing if you complain to us. It's one thing if you criticize the show to us. Fine, we're not always going to be on the same page. We understand that. But the criticism spilled over into the chat room. And we
so
got unprofessional. That he was criticizing, complaining, and basically saying how he didn't care about the show to the people in the chat room, and that was where I was done. I couldn't turn my cheek, and Kat and Jeffrey couldn't either, because the end of the day, you guys are the reason we are doing a reality show. You know we didn't have money. You guys donated to Indiegogo. Every single dollar has gone into this show, and I can't imagine telling you how I don't care about something, and you just donated money to me.
Yep.
So at this point, we knew something had to change. We called him on it, and that's when he said he wanted to leave the show. He says he was no longer happy. So in my world, if you're not happy, then that's what you got to do. I don't think he thought we'd do that. I think he thought we would go, no, don't leave. But, I mean, at this point, I feel like when you disrespect the fans, what's the point of it? There's no point of you being here.
No.
You can disrespect me all day. I don't care. I've got tough skin. But you can't disrespect the fans who built our radio show and who are building our reality show. You can't do it. I won't allow it. And it's just not going to go down, not as long as I'm around. So, and Jeff and Katrina felt exactly the same way. People who intern for us were mortified. Mortified.
Yeah.
So
horrible.
I don't know. Jeffrey, I think I completely interrupted.
Well,
we tried to sweep it under the carpet and act like it didn't happen while the show was going on. But after, it was just a storm.
So the text, I mean, there's so many of them. But Saturday, we started to talk, and I was trying to, you know, ask him what his problem was and why he was upset. And he said it was hard for him to find his place in all of the mix. I asked him, why don't you just say that instead of giving attitude or being difficult? He said, I'm stepping back and making it easier for you. I said, Mike, you're not listening. said, I don't even know what you want anymore. Whenever I think of the show, I get a headache. It's just not fun for me. I said, so, okay, after the reality show, don't do it anymore. I said, we can do a farewell on the reality show and you can move on. He says, probably for the best. I don't need a farewell. I said, okay, let's just make it the best reality we can. At least if it gets picked up, you'll make some money. He said, that's the plan. I just want all of this to be fun again like it used to be. I said, Mike, it's what you make of it. The rest of us are having a blast. He said, send me your secret. I said, no secret, just enjoying the good things. I'm sure the fans will miss you. He said, I doubt it, seeing how all I do is offend them. I said, that's the problem. All you do is focus on the negative. He says, character flaw. And then I'm just always pissed off. I've been pissed off for so long that I don't even know why anymore. The next text was, holy fuck, I need to go cruising at H&M more often. And that was kind of that night. And then the next morning, Karen got an email about our contracts that we were doing. We've been, her friend, a lawyer, has been gracious enough to do them for us. It's just taken some time. So Mike sent an email saying that he needed the contracts by Monday night before he would get on a plane because he needed somebody to review them. And basically was kind of giving us an ultimatum that if he didn't have the contracts by Monday night, he was not going to get on the plane and production would be held up. So at that point, Karen and I talked, and we decided to call him to find out what the hell was going on.
Right. And the reality is this. At this point, once we found out he was quitting the show, any smart business person has to look at the big picture. Myself, Jeffrey, and Katrina, I'm going to speak for everyone because I think they probably agree. It's really difficult to go into a partnership agreement on a reality show that's based on a radio show that you're quitting. The only reason we're doing unscripted reality is because it's based on unscripted radio. And the whole premise of the reality show, which we've told you guys before, is we're all coming together to L.A. to basically film us getting our package together, getting our demo together, organizing pictures, everything we need in order to walk into a bigger company like a Sirius or an XM radio and go, hey, we're a marketable option. Hire us. There's separation. You can't just walk in off the street. Like, we got to make ourselves be in the right position to do that. And the reality show is documenting every single step, every fall, every hiccup, it's documenting everything. And it's already started documenting some of this stuff. Like, some of this stuff is already being, it's already been documented. So if you can imagine when I get an email that's demanding a contract and demanding a percentage of unscripted reality, and I'm thinking, but you're quitting next week. Why would we sign a contract with you and you're quitting? You're going to quit a show that we work hard on every single day and then want to make money off of it sitting at home doing nothing and having a bad attitude about everything. Didn't make much sense. So that's when we called him. You can take back over, Jeff. Sorry.
That's all right. And then he just kind of he started the conversation asking about the contracts and how it was all working. He was, you could tell he was upset in his voice. And then Karen kind of explained the whole contract situation and that he would get, the going rate for SAG for him being in the episodes, depending on how they're edited and whatnot. Because the reality of it is he hasn't really been involved in planning the reality show in quite some time. It's been... he hasn't been. He's been kind of absent for whatever reason. So at that point, he said he wasn't going to go to L.A., and I asked him, I'm like, why don't you just come and enjoy the vacation and, at least you can do stuff behind the scenes or whatever and, at least get to hang out with us. And he said no, he wanted to spend the week with his family. And then the end of the conversation was we had all rented a house. And
the best part.
Him and I paid for half of the house because at the same time that this is a reality show shoot, it's Joe's and I's honeymoon. So we wanted to make sure we had a house, a nice place for all of us to stay and, to have a nice place. So Joe and I paid for half the house. Mike paid for the other half. It was in his name. So he said, obviously, I can't have my name attached to a house that I'm not staying in, so you need to find someplace else. At that point, Karen was like, okay, that's what's up. And Michael quickly said goodbye, and he left. Which at that point, I realized, like, there's kind of a problem. We need to talk about the house still, and there's many other things. He was administrator on our Facebook pages. There's the website. There's a lot of things that you have to tie up when you're in a business together. So I'm texting Mike, and I'm like, Mike, we need to call this guy so we can have the deposit or whatever switched into my name. He's like, I'm sure you guys will figure it out. I'd appreciate it if you give me some space. I'm like, Michael, we can't just give you space right now because we've got to deal with this situation. So she didn't respond.
We're shooting,
and then
by the way, 4 days at this point. Like, it's 4 days away from the shoot. And there's really no way of getting another house. You have to just, like, we just need to switch over the deposit. And he went into, I'm not going to return any calls. I'm not going to respond
to any. He did respond, though. I asked him if he contacted the people with the house. And he said, yes, I emailed them early this morning. So at that point,
our conversation.
It leads me to believe that that was, in my opinion, his intention the entire time. I think he was going to get the contract and just not show up. And we were not going to have a house. And he just wasn't going to tell us. This is my opinion. It was pretty kind of crazy. And so I called the owner and found out there was no deposit. And he had just canceled the house. So I'm trying to text him to be like, well, I need you to refund my money so I can rebook the house because I paid for half of it. And none of us have heard from him. He hasn't returned any of our text messages. He hasn't returned any of our calls. So
he's a freaking thief. He's a fucking thief. Excuse me.
Just like I said, he still has
Jeff's money. And mind you, he ruined his wedding. Now he's ruined his honeymoon. That's some bitch assness, if you ask me.
He's a great guy.
I say you're a
great quality person.
Yeah.
I agree.
So now we had to find a new house, and this is the beautiful part about it, because the reality of the reality is that we're three individuals who are resourceful. We're, you know, I consider good people. I don't know that I've ever done something like this to anyone. I can't even say that
ever.
I mean, have you?
No, I've never. And I mean, I'm just saying, one of the bunch.
I don't even know, like, who does this to people. But, you know, it obviously is a horrible, horrible situation to be put in 4 days before your shoot. We literally were on the phone all day together, me and Jeffrey. And luckily, I had time, and it just ended up being a day I wasn't really busy, because at this point, we had to salvage the shoot. A lot of things were being shot, you know, in the house, and you know, it's just a whole huge element of our shoot. And luckily, we had to figure out, well, where are we going to come up with this money? Because now we needed to come up with this large amount of money to rent this house, because it's not cheap. And Jeffrey now has money missing, so it's not like he has, you know, none of us are rich, you know. We all have a great life, but we're not in a position to pay for houses twice. You know, it's just not the way it works. But God, you know, God bless Miss Katrina. She figured it out, and Katrina got some money and said, you know what, guys, I got some money. Go have a drink. This is at the end of the day on Saturday. And said, I got this. Sunday. Yeah, it was Sunday. Oh, gosh. See, I don't even know what day it was.
I mean, I wanted you to have a drink and something like vodka on the rocks, but replace the rocks with pills. But I didn't think you'd go for it, so I didn't push my luck.
Right.
I said, just please have a drink.
Right. But this is the thing, like, the reality is she didn't even expect to have this money. Was supposed to go to, like, wardrobe. It was supposed to go to, like, other things that we were going to have extra on the shoot. And we realized, you know, obviously the extras aren't as important as the quality of our shoot.
And housing, lodging,
yeah,
a roof over our head.
Right. Her personal contribution that we all made personal contributions as well as raised money. But her personal contribution completely saved our ass in the nick of time. And then during all of this madness, we get notifications from Facebook that we no longer have control of our Facebook page because Mike J has changed everything and has blocked us out of our own Facebook page. And I know for a fact that a lot of you started listening to this show because of, you know, us, because of, you know, we had to really count down popularity, which I'm going to be an asshole and do it. I think Katrina, Jeffrey, and myself have always been much more popular than Mike, but now he has control of the website, the Facebook, everything. He completely sabotaged us, and everything was done within minutes of the conversation. So you know this was already a plan. He'd already planned to cancel the house. He'd already canceled the house. He'd already changed the Facebook page. He'd already, in the Facebook page that we work so hard on every day, we...
To tell everybody the Facebook page for the Unscripted Radio, and it says Unscripted Radio with Mike and Jeff. We do have control of that. The original Unscripted Reality page we don't have. We created a new one, and they were asking in the chat room, where did the Indiegogo money went to? I had all of that. So that was all safe. We have that all. That paid for the shoot. The rest of it was our personal money.
Right. Because the first Indiegogo campaign, I'll tell you guys, we raised a little over $2,000. That ended up paying for the entire crew. So that's cameras, crew, director, DP, lighting.
Amazing.
That's like, you know, PAs. It's everyone who's going to actually physically capture this reality show. We've got three cameras that are following us around. We've got all these amazing sound. That paid for everything. The second Indiegogo campaign actually paid for like craft service, catering, makeup and hair. It paid for, you know, a photo shoot. It paid for, like, it's paying for all the things that, I mean, obviously we could probably do our own makeup and hair, but you, when you shoot on this level, you have to have professionals make sure that you look right. You know, we still have, you know, we still needed money. It's paying for like editing. It's paying for a hard drive. It's paying for these kind of things. And the money that, the only thing he really stole was Jeffrey's money that, you know, Jeffrey had paid for.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't know that he's stolen it yet. He's not responding to my texts. I don't know. He's refusing to contact us. So this is all in allegedly. We don't know. I don't know what his intentions are. Everybody is saying stuff in the chat room. I'm asking that you do not message him. Do not slander his wall. Do not tweet him. Let him move on with his life.
Because
at the end of the day,
we handle all of it.
What?
We have lawyers.
Yeah, we don't even. That's why I said this is the first and the last time we're going to talk about it. But we have lawyers that will handle it all. They will come in. They will do whatever they need to do if things don't get settled in a gentlemanlike way.
Right. And for all of you asking about a new co-host to replace Mike, the actual fact is all of the new people that have been shuffling in have kind of been kind of on auditions because we kind of knew that some things were coming her way and we knew it wasn't going to be good and we weren't really sure what was going to happen with Mike because of everything that was going on. And it's been very difficult for me. You know, him and I started this show together, and I would have liked to see it through with him. I really hope that he gets the help that he needs and he can find some happiness in his life, because obviously he's a very, very, very unhappy person. And I'm not really sure what I've ever done to him besides take care of him and stick up for him and make excuses for him and take care of him when he was a drunk mess. I wasn't even really upset with what he did at the wedding. I kind of missed it. And I was like, it's just Mike being Mike, whatever, let's just move on. So it's been quite the trip for me. So I'm just kind of like, you know, everybody just leave him alone. He defriended me.
There you are,
the personal
standing
page.
Up for him again to the very
I
end.
Just,
he screwed you over. He ruined your wedding.
You're a good man, Jeffrey.
You're still being a great person. You are such a good person and a better person than I am.
It's sad that Katrina and I we're like madder than he is, but that's the person that Jeffrey is. I love about him because somebody's got to, you know, I just feel like, I guess because anytime someone hurts my friends, I get so pissed. You can hurt me all day, mm-hmm. but when you hurt someone, one of my friends,
then you,
then
you better run.
Then you better run.
I guess.
I think the exciting thing, I don't know, I guess exciting is probably not really the right word, but so we have to tell you now. So for the last couple of weeks, we've been pre-taping our shows for when we were in L.A. because there was no way to stop filming to do the shows. So we were talking about
L.A.
And
there was no way we wanted to run a rerun. Like, we didn't want you having to hear the shows that you've heard before again. Like, we don't want to do that. We wanted you to have new shows, new material, new co-hosts. You know, we were all having fun. We've been taping for the last 2 weeks. We've been pre-taping. Like, really working really hard to get the pre-tapes done. And aggressively, like, there are days that we would do 3 shows a day. Like, we would do a live show and do 2 pre-tapes. Like, I mean, it's been work. So, sorry, Jeffrey, go ahead. You keep starting and I keep finishing.
No, it's okay. And so from that, what you are going to hear this week and next week, Mike was on a few of those shows, and you can hear there's animosity. You can hear it. You can kind of sense there's a problem. I think there's one episode where he's very talkative, and then the next one, not so much, and then the next two are not so much. I think the first two that you'll hear are we actually start talking about some of this stuff, and it gets a little heated between him and I. And he says then some things that are kind of interesting. So, I mean, you're really going to want to tune into this because you'll hear it unraveling and know that it unraveled completely, and we didn't know at the time what was going to happen. So it's going to give you a glimpse into what's been going on the last couple of weeks. And I think it's going to be very eye-opening for everybody. And it's just going to lead into an interesting discussion after you all hear that, you know, amongst yourselves. So, you know, there'll be James or Christina will be manning the chat room and starting the show for us. You know, if we have time, I'll definitely jump in the chat room and join the chat. I'm sure Karen and Katrina will. And I'm sure we'll be sending tweets and pictures from L.A. And, you know, we're going to be back and new again, I think the 27th. And, you know, it's a whole new chapter because at that point we're going to have the radio show, the reality show under our belt. You know, mm-hmm. you guys can hear the falling out that kind of happened before it happened. And, mm-hmm. you know, that'll be that. And we'll just move on.
Even though these shows are pre-taped, I want everyone to know they're riveting. Like, it's amazing to see how someone changes so quickly. And I urge you to listen. I know you're like, pre-taped show. Don't think of it that way. It's actually some great topics. We did a lot of hard work. And I know you guys always appreciate us. We'd appreciate you to continue to listen the way you listen. Like Jeff said, we're going to have an amazing kickoff when we come back live. We're going to have all kinds of interviews from Morphicon. You're going to get all kinds of, you know, crazy stories from L.A. But continue to listen to the next 2 weeks because, you know, we worked really hard on this. And it's just amazing to listen, and you'll hear the shift in how things
And you can hear Mike J become the Dark Knight.
Well, and I think during one of the episodes we actually even talked about.
I think at some point we went right
and he went left. And I kind of wanted to know why, and I don't really think that he had an answer.
So just
listen for yourself and judge for yourself because I think everybody will hear that there was definitely cracks forming, and I think that's actually something I said. So it's definitely been a rough, really, couple of months.
It's crazy because it's better than, like, Young and the Restless. It's better than freaking Melrose Place. It's better than ER. It's better than what other TV show? It's better than any drama. It's better than Glee. It's better than all of that
juicy.
Wrapped together.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's all, like, it's almost like the things that aren't said. That's, like, the big thing. Like, you'll see. It's, like, you'll even hear him in an episode, or when you do hear him, he's got technical difficulties. Or, you know, and he doesn't care. Like, he's echoing. Or
not at all.
Isn't working, and he doesn't care. He just doesn't care. He doesn't care if you, as a listener, can't even understand what he's saying. He doesn't care that the quality of the show isn't sounding well. It's just mind-boggling. And I'm shocked that I was able to be quiet for as long as I was.
No.
I think...
Well, and that's the real truth
God,
of it, what everybody didn't know, and what I don't even think Mike really himself knows until I'm sure he's listening, so he's finding out now, is that you two were beyond upset. And
yes.
After the wedding, you both
ever
really wanted him gone.
Yes.
I wanted him gone so bad. I had to hold my tongue. I had so many things I wanted to say, but because of you protecting him, and out of respect for you and the show, I kept it in, which I never keep anything in. But out of respect and love for you, I did. For the greater good of the show, I did. But I wanted to punch him in the face, and now I'm going.
Right. And
so,
the reality was, we kind of were like, you know, let's just see. I honestly thought we'd get to L.A. I thought we would, you know, be able to, like, have fun again. I thought we'd be able to, like, clear the air. I thought we'd be in a different environment. We'd be face-to-face. Like, I've never met Mike J face-to-face. I've never met Jeff face-to-face. But all four of us would finally be together. I felt like we'll, you know, be able to sort out whatever it is because we're all together. And we can all, you know, figure it out. I really didn't think, I mean, I wanted him gone, but I also thought maybe we can fix this because really the four of us were great together. And I will say this, I know I have my issues with him, but Mike is probably one of the most organized people I've ever met. He's talented. He definitely knows how to produce. He knows how to come up with great ideas. When he was happy, he was a great team player. It's just, I don't know what happened 3 months ago. I don't know how it all went from 0 to 60 so fast. I don't know how someone gets so angry but never verbalizes what they're angry about. But you know there's something there. You feel it. You sense it. It's just not a good thing. So for me, it was so, you know, shocking, I guess I should say.
I went postal. It's like one of those people who goes and shoots up Columbine. That's what Mike J reminds me of.
Oh.
Silent but deadly, malicious, plotting all along, and evil. Yeah, I said it.
I think that's honest because, I mean, at the end of the day, we all have a different view. Like, it's really weird. Like, we all kind of have a different opinion, and it's so crazy.
Well, I honestly think that he just has some emotional problems that he needs to deal with that he hasn't recognized.
I hope, Mike, I know you're listening. I hope that this has opened your eyes and you can finally admit the role that you've played in all of this. And I really hope you go get some help because, unfortunately, at this point, I have nothing left to give. I'm done. And I just hope you find some happiness in your life because I can't be a part of it anymore. I've done this for way too long. You've thrown me under the bus one too many times, and it's just gotten too much. It's too much. It's a day late and a dollar short.
And one thing I will say to add to that, Mike, wherever you are, I really wish you well because – you know I always complimented you, and I always felt you were a great producer. And you've got talent. It'd be different if you didn't have talent, but it's such a waste of talent to have such issues. Like, if my life was spinning out of control and my personal life wasn't good, my private life wasn't good, my work life wasn't good, and now my dreams aren't even good, I would want my life to be good. You deserve a good life. Even if we never talk again, you deserve a good life. Everyone deserves a good life. And you had such a great friend, He always had your back. I can't tell you how many countless times we had conversations, and we didn't get you. We didn't understand. Like, what is wrong with him? And he would have your back. He would explain why you do the
thing
you do.
Always, 1,000,000%.
So shocking to hear that you stood up at his wedding and did this, and then when you decided to quit and when you, you know, did what you did with the house, it's just
heartbreaking to see a friend treat a friend like that. If nothing else, you guys should still be friends. There's no reason no one should be friends or not be friends anymore. So I hope that you find whatever. Well, no, no. I agree. It's time for you to walk away because you weren't put on this earth to be a punching bag. You weren't put on this earth to be treated like shit. I agree on that. But what I'm saying is that it doesn't matter if the working, like maybe unscripted radio didn't work right for you or it didn't make sense to you, but there's no reason that you end a friendship and hurt the people around you and destroy everything around you in the process. There's no reason to have to do that. So I pray for you. And I hope that you find whatever it is that makes you happy.
I hope that you get medication because I think that's what you need.
Katrina.
With love and kisses. Sincerely, Ms. Johnson.
Oh.
Hey, listen, we tried to talk to him. We tried to offer him help. We tried to do an intervention. We tried to surround him with love. Right after the wedding, we tried to say, here's what you did. Yeah, we did, me and Jeffrey. I didn't want to. I wanted to watch True Blood and eat pizza and drink wine. But no, Mama gave me a face. I'm afraid of Mama. So out of love and respect for Mama, the day after the wedding, when Mike J came over to collect his stuff with his tail between his legs, we tried to hold him accountable. And we said, here's what you did and here's what was wrong. And he denied it and just blew it off, and he did not own any of it. And at that point, I just lost respect for him, plain and simple. Now, I still treated him with respect, but I just I've never seen him the same way since. It's one thing to ruin your best friend's wedding and to not be there for him and to make a spectacle, but to say, take speech, hearing it and then not own up to it and not even apologize and say, well, that's just me, it's unacceptable. And that's why I have a problem with it all. And I blame it on his emotional status, which I think is shaky at best. And I just, I think you need to go see somebody for that, dude. I think that you need to be happy. I do think you deserve to be happy. And I think it's going to take a professional to get you there.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? On a happier note, we do have some callers that I'm sure are chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
And you need to go check out our Facebook page and our Twitter accounts, Katrina's fan page, Karen's fan page, my Facebook page, the unscripted Facebook page, and our Twitter account, because Katrina has generously, to help make up for the money we lost, put on her coat from All That, Nickelodeon's All That, her coat and her badge from the show and her book bag. Backpack.
Yes.
That if nobody bids on, I'm totally fucking stealing that bitch.
Yeah, no, you're not. There's only 7 of those in the world. The original cast has them. Only 7 in the world are made, so you can't steal it.
Oh, I'm going to steal it, and then I'm going to go to Miss Karen Ashley's house, and I'm stealing her Power Ranger DVD set. Ha, bitches.
No, you're not stealing it. Well, what's on there is all one-of-a-kind special gifts that you get for being a cast member. Like, my jean jacket was a gift from Nickelodeon during the end of season 1. Like, they give you a present after every year of filming. And that was my jean jacket and my original security badge to get into Universal Studios, which Nickelodeon Studios was in Orlando Studios. And it's got my picture and it's dated. It's really funny. I have to wear it every day. And there's only one of those in the world, the real one. That's it. That's there. And then there's a cast picture of the first season of All That. And then there's a second package, which is my end-of-the-season gift, which is the backpack that says All That. And then there's also an All That hat, which the cast and crew only were given. They're never sold. And then there's also an autographed picture of the cast of season 3. So it's the original plus Amanda Bynes. So that is all up there. It's on eBay. It's on our Facebook pages and our Twitters. And That is to try and recoup poor Jeffrey's stolen money. So.
And thanks to Mama Emmett for posting that. Make sure you guys, while you're there, check out her store. She's got tons of fun stuff on there. So maybe you can't afford Katrina stuff, but, you know, support Mama Emmett and bid on some of her shit.
Yeah, because Mama Emmett has been amazing in helping us and, you know, keep this train on the tracks. Thanks, Mama Emmett.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. So, should we take a caller? Yeah,
sure.
Let's do it.
Okay, we've got Madison first up on the line.
Yeah. Oh.
Hello, darling.
All I want to say is that, well, Jeffrey, you know that I was there towards the beginning and bowed out, came back, whatever. Yeah, I honestly, because I wasn't really in the middle of any of this, and I guess I'm thankful for that. I need to commend you three, because I was just having this conversation with Christina earlier about what a drive you guys all have and what amazing things you guys can do with the show. And the impact that you guys are going to have. And if anybody does not want to be a part of that, a part of the family, because, and while Karen wasn't there for the blowout drinking fest and jello shot, you know, week night or 2 days.
Which is too bad because it was amazing.
Oh, my God, I know. I'm still hurt over that.
Let me just tell you, I have never felt more a part of something than that night, minus the fact that the hangover I had the next morning.
You're welcome.
But either way, yeah, I totally give you props on that one, because I don't think I've ever sucked that much Jell-O out of, like, little containers without using my And I will back up a statement that was said at the top of the show. Miss Karen, you are right. For the sassiest bitch I have ever met is not Madison DeVar. It is Mr. Jeffrey Emmett, or betterly known, going to take to the stage again on October 20th at the You've Got Strength benefit, Whoopi Cushion.
Oh, this bitch in a shameless plug. I think
yeah.
That's the first time Madison's ever complimented me on the show.
I know. You know what I want to point out, though? This is what I want to point out. Madison was a part of the show in the beginning, and Madison, like he said, you know, he had other things he had to do. He's got huge aspirations and a huge career, and he's amazing. And so he went and did his thing, but the door was always open for him to come back. He hosted a show for us, one of our pre-taped shows. Like, the door is always open for anybody. Like, if you have other things, if you want to pursue other options, or it just ain't working for you, whatever the case may be, then you should do what you want to do. But let me make a note that all the people who've come and went and come back and still are a part of the family have never not been a part of the family, never have done the things that have been done over the course of the last couple of months. They've never hurt Jeffrey, you know, insult Jeffrey, insult his family, insult, you know. I mean, to this day, I'm kind of still on the fence, because the whole fight that I had with, you know, Joe's mom, you know, Mike knew Joe's mom's phone number, but he let the call come through. And, I mean, it's still one of, you know, allegedly, it was an accident, allegedly, you know. No, it's just one of those things. There's so many coincidences. And every time something allegedly happens, the only person who gets hurt is the person who gets hurt.
Karen, I'm hearing some craziness.
The battle is Jeff. Yeah. So I just have to say this. I mean, it's a beautiful thing that Madison is still a friend. He's, like he said, he's a part of the Unscripted family. And it's a sad thing that, you know, Mike, he burnt the bridge and he basically tried to take us all down by our weeds in the process.
But it's not going to work.
Christina was another person who was on in the beginning with Madison. And last week she's come back. Like, the door's always been open.
What happened when I do? I've been drinking. I'm sorry. What I do wrong?
It's okay. But
the door's
here's
not
the
open.
Thing. Yeah, no, at this point, like, no, it's kind of like Rosie and The View. It's just not going to happen. But we've got some more phone calls. We've got Toku on the line.
Okay, I was going to say something, but you just kind of answered that question. But I do want to say right now to you three specifically and to the entire, every intern, every person that's ever been in this show, everyone who's ever been on the show as a guest, everyone. I believe I speak for everyone in the chat room, everyone that listens on demand, everybody, period, when I say these words. 110%, we are your fans. We're not just fans of one or two of you guys, okay? Yes. In instances, it may have been Katrina that brought some in. It may have been Karen that brought some others in, you know. But we're not just fans of one or two of you guys.
I know, you're fans of the girls and me. I know, it's okay. You can admit it.
No, just hear me out for a minute, man. I'm saying, when we say Unscripted Radio that we listen to you guys, we say it because we like y'all. We don't just like one or two or three or whatever. And it is sad that Mike decided to do what occurred. But I will say this, and I will say it proudly. I will always be a fan of USR, and I will always be there if you guys need assistance in any way, shape, or form. And I believe I speak for everyone when I say that.
Oh, well, thank you. Well,
okay.
You guys have definitely kept us going because it's been a very rough couple of days, and for Jeffrey, a couple of months.
I got to give a special shout out to Jennifer Mahalan in the chat room. This bitch has never called in. One of these days, I'm going to hunt her down, and I'm going to call this bitch with love, of course. She says she is actually our longest running every night listener. She started actually before Karen even came on the show, and she said, actually, Jeff is the reason I kept listening after Leah Remy. So I just want to say thank you, and I love you. That's amazing. So Jennifer Mahalan is amazing, and thank you.
Love.
You guys have one thing that not many radio shows can say they have, and that is a loyal fan base.
Yeah, we
as
do.
As long as you guys keep doing what you do best, and I mean literally, like, don't reformat too much. I mean, of course, you're going to have to do some, but what I'm saying is,
that's it.
Just, I think that as long as you guys keep doing what you do, the fans that are here today and the fans that have been here since day one, and the fans that were brought in by the two actresses and everyone who brought people in, as long as you guys are here, as long as you guys keep doing what you're doing, we will be behind you 110%.
Thank you, love.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you. Do we have time for another caller?
Yeah. I did extend the show just a little bit so we could get to the
awesome
last few callers. We've got Brianna, this bitch. Let's talk about money bags.
Woo-hoo! Hey, girl.
Hello.
She's my other power. Her Twitter says, I love my heroes. I love my Brianna. She's our hero. That's
well,
right,
heck,
and she's
yeah.
coming to the party in a sexy outfit.
Oh, yeah, because I found my dress.
Yeah.
Well, okay, this whole thing that we're discussing, I think that, yeah, people have
their reasons for what they do, and I think it's best if things aren't going well, that you should just wipe the slate clean with parting ways, but be fair about it, even though some people, like in the situations that I've dealt with, weren't fair. So that's what I have to say about this.
Girl, well, let's just put it this way. You know what? Sometimes you got to get the fuck out, and hopefully the door will break your nose on the way. I'm just saying.
Or hit you in the butt. Don't let the doorknob hit you where the good Lord split you.
Okay, I just got a live update from Miss Christina. Thank you, Brianna, for calling in. We'll see you in a couple of days. The Michael Fishman Show is topping 11,000. Whoop, whoop.
Hey.
Wow. What's up, bitches? So we have LaShawna, it's the last caller that I see on here anyways, because we got to go soon. I guess if you want to call in, you call in right quick, but you better make it quick. This bitch, I love her because she always tells me I sound like her uncle.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey.
What's up? Nothing much. I just wanted to call in and send my huge support to all of you. And no matter what BS y'all going down with, you guys know how to just move on and just make everything anew. And I just wanted to send my huge love and support to all of you.
We need it. Thank you, girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And like I said before, and Jeffrey said it best, and yes, he reminds me of my uncle, but screw that. He's going to be my adopted uncle. I don't care what no one says. That's my homeboy, and I'm a fan of all of y'all. So like I've told in the chat room, if anybody messes with my unscripted family, you got to be messing with me because I don't play.
Okay. I love it. Thank you, LaShawna. We love you, too.
All right. No problem. Take care.
You too.
Okay, I know we've got another caller. James is screaming him right now, so hopefully we can get to him. But again, I see everybody, their ass hairs are in an uproar in the chat room. I have to say it's mildly humorous to me. But again, please don't go post shit on his wall because he will call the police.
It's not that serious. Because we're
being the bigger person. Well, they are anyways. I'm just so bitter.
And this is the thing. Like, the reality is we're over it. We are so excited about the reality show, and we're so excited. So it's like we can't waste any more time on the negative. Like, we wasted months on this negative, and I refuse to waste another second on it. I'm about to have the time of my life with two of my closest friends, and we're going to make history our way, and we're going to do it, and we're going to just have something that's going to be so exciting to watch. So crazy to see, and we've got such an amazing, wonderful Unscripted Radio family and Unscripted Radio listeners. All of that is nothing at this point. It means nothing.
I got to tell you, Mad Lou, Jen, Jake's co-host from Saturdays, for those of you that are just tuning in because you saw the Michael Fishman episode on demand, Roseanne Barson is on every Saturday with Jen and Eli. And he was on this past Sunday, and Roseanne called in and cussed him out again, so you're going to make sure you want to listen to that on demand. But Jen said, what was there to fight over? There is no money. Like, this
right.
This bitch is like, what?
Right. That's
true.
I love Jen. Her Twitter is MadLou if you want to follow her. We've got Katrina, I think this is your sheriff. I'm not really sure. It says Tony.
Yes, put him through.
Tony, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Are you the sheriff?
No, I don't think I am the sheriff.
Oh,
you're not the sheriff. If you're not, if you would know if you're my sheriff.
No, I've called in here before. I'm actually calling from Karen's hometown, or near it anyway.
Oh, well, welcome.
Yeah. But no, I just wanted to give you guys a heads up and say, like, no matter what, you guys are doing a great job doing what you're doing. and everything's on God's hands, it'll all work out no matter what. You know what I mean?
Amen to that.
I agree with you. Thank you. Well,
thank you.
You bet.
Thank you for reminding us. That was a reminder.
I was actually in, like, Cali last week. I was in L.A. for a couple of days, and then I went to Sacramento, then San Jose, then back to L.A.
Okay, Globetrotter.
I know. We'll be down with you. We need to follow you with a camera. We need to, like, be living your fabulous life. So are you in L.A. now?
No, I'm actually back in Texas. I'm planning to try to make a trip out to L.A. probably around 2 years or so.
Okay. Very cool.
All right, well, Tony, thank you so much for calling in.
You bet.
We appreciate it. Keep listening. Thank you so much. That is so sweet, the amazing support we get when shit goes down here.
Mm-hmm. It's been going down.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's up. But we're going to move on. Okay, we're over 11,000. We're at 11,052. Just Katrina. Damn it, why do I always fuck the two of them up? Christina, Marie, it's now for me. We're at 11,052. So keep listening to that Michael Fishman show. He gives some great dirt on Roseanne's roast. It's exciting. We had the first scoop. We were the first ones to really cover it and kind of get the behind-the-scenes bullshit. So make sure you check that out. And, of course, make sure you're listening to our pre-taped shows coming up for the next few shows here, because you're going to be able to hear
the
crack.
Juicy drama.
Yeah, the craziness. And, of course, we talk about sex, Stranger Wood, Stranger Moisture, Pikachu Funk. You know, you name it, we talk about it because that's how we roll here on Unscripted Radio. And, you know, we were a team of four, and now we're three. But we've gained so much more people, so it's going to be fun. I feel like it's the Golden Girls. Like, one dies off, you know what I'm saying? And now we got to recast. It's like a soap opera. Today, Mike J's part will be played by Christina Murray. Anyway.
Well, I'm bland.
Listen, I love y'all so much that I will not be playing the part of anybody but my drunk ass self. Can I just put that out there? I love Mike J. Kisses to Mike J, you crazy whore, but I am not under any circumstances playing anybody but me with a glass of wine in my hand. Thank you. Have a nice night.
Oh, this bitch. Oops, I hit the mute button on her. I'm sorry. God bless. And James, thank you so much for running the screening room tonight. He'll be hanging out with you guys tomorrow in the chat room. And then Christina will be with you for a couple of days. And then I'm not really sure who the fuck's going to be here. But somebody will be here hanging out with y'all in the chat room. And make sure you listen to Crazy. I know James just unmuted himself. What you got, boo-boo?
I was just going to say, you know, I am very glad to be here. Very glad to be a part of the Unscripted Radio family, to be able to help you guys and any way, shape, or form, and I will do it until the very end. Like, I love you guys. Aww. You are a part of my family just as much as I'm part of the Unscripted Radio family. And I support you guys in everything, and I will always be here for you.
Look, and I'm not going to lie to y'all. The first time I get $10 million in my bank account, I'm retiring, and I'm going to bid y'all adieu. So.
But I'll send you a check first.
Nice.
Yeah, that's right. Especially, yeah, everybody that helps along the way, y'all gonna get some donations from me, baby. That's what's
but
up.
Now I have to, rewrite the Unscripted Radio theme song.
Yeah, you do.
I gotta rewrite the lyrics.
Mike, they don't wanna talk to you.
Lips, I think we should do us a duet, baby. Christina,
we're
gonna do us a duet.
Hey. That would be fabulous. Hopefully, we'll have it for the new season after the reality show.
I think it would be amazing because me and Lips got some plans up our sleeves. He's gonna come to Syracuse. We're gonna go singing. We're gonna take it by storm. Look out!
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Can't wait. See, everybody's following their dreams on the show. So you, if nothing else, be inspired to follow your dreams. And guys, we love you. We adore you. We're so happy that we have supportive fans and such a great family, Unscripted family. And you guys have a great weekend. Trust me, look on our Facebooks, our Twitters, everything, because we are going to be updating you every step of the way. You're going to come back. We're going to have amazing interviews with Morphicon guests. We're going to have amazing adventures to tell you. And I know we're probably going to hunt down, you know, Ricky Lake, Rosie O'Donnell, or somebody else. We're stalking folks out here. So
what's the book? You know, Grandma Newface there. Joan Rivers. I'm going to Malibu, and I'm going to be knocking on Melissa Rivers' door and be like, me and Joan got a lunch date. You think you're going to get her out of that basement you keep her in?
Don't forget to get LL Cool J, you know.
Oh, I know.
Oh.
Girl, get him. You'll hear a little more about that over this week. I think Karen and I are getting into that conversation. And our wife, Joe is cutting me eyes, so... anyway, kids, make sure you're listening on demand. I don't know how long our website will be up, so don't go there and click ads. Just click on my blog talk. And our Stitcher app is still up, and you can still listen. I don't know what's going to happen with that either. But listen on demand any way you please, and we will be back shortly. So make sure you're tuning in all this week. We want to hear that, that you all are in the chat room.
Good night, everybody. We love you.
Wait, now what you saying, Grandma? Go to eBay.
Go to eBay.
Oh. Somebody go to
Daisy. Daisy, we love you.
Daisy. Oh, well, you know I love you.
Daisy, yeah. Too. Look at that.
And Stephanie and TikTok. Oh.
Stylist. Daisy Gins is going to dress me.
Her yes, I am.
They're giving me style and class.
Thank you.
You
got
me
today, too.
Stay classy on Scripted World. Stay classy and give me a fucking drink.
I'll actually see you in a few days.
Jeffrey, I'm going to buy you a Moomoo.
Yay!
Yeah.
I need one for Dazzle. Mm-hmm. I know, I'll be in Vegas tomorrow night.
Okay,
oh,
guys.
God.
Bye, bitches. Bye, bitches. Bye.
Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Send me something nice from LA.
Good night, everybody.